Senator Elizabeth Warren is asking the Securities and Exchange Commission why it's allowed a billionaire hedge fund manager who's been tainted by scandal to get involved with another investment firm. Warren sent a letter to the agency last week criticizing it for letting Stephen Cohen start a new fund. Cohen's previous hedge fund, SAC Capital, paid a nearly $2 billion fine for securities fraud in 2013. It was the largest penalty ever for insider trading. But Cohen has also gotten some attention lately for his charitable works, launching a $275 million project to help American war vets suffering from post-traumatic stress. Earlier this month, he announced the Cohen Veterans Network will be opening up to 25 clinics across the country, free of charge to vets suffering from PTSD and other mental illnesses. Joining me now is Amy Costello. She's the executive editor of Tiny Spark, an independent podcast that covers philanthropy and nonprofits. And Amy, tell us about Steve Cohen's plan and how big is the problem he's trying to solve?
Well, you know, it's a huge problem. There are some 22 million veterans in this country, and they have immense needs, as many of us have been hearing about. A recent report by the Center for New American Security found that, you know, veterans organizations and those that serve the military don't get a lot of the nonprofit pie. They looked at all the revenue in the nonprofit sector and found that less than 0.2% of the assets and revenue in the nonprofit sector go to groups that exclusively serve the military and the vets.
Well, that's interesting. Know, I mean, yeah. This is an area that you would expect the money to flow to.
Yeah, I mean, the money going into the nonprofit sector over the last few years for vets and the military has actually remained pretty flat. So, you know, there is a huge need. And so it seems like Steve Cohen's gift will actually be, you know, very welcome by a lot of veterans. He's planning to open 25 clinics across the country, including places like New York, Dallas, and Los Angeles, even Philadelphia. And it's a very personal issue for Cohen. His son is a Marine and served in Afghanistan.
Hmm. Well, Cohen says these clinics will be free and that vets will get an appointment in less than a week after they call. And that sounds really good, but as we have seen, it is not exactly easy to deal with this problem in the United States. So what is Cohen doing differently?
Well, you know, he's certainly got a lot of resources that he's putting at this problem. $270 million is no small sum. And yeah, I mean, I think it's important to ask these questions about a lot of initiatives that are launched with great fanfare that are designed to do good. Of course, all of us will wish Cohen and his network, you know, extraordinary success. But we've seen with our own eyes the problems that veterans face in this country, the problems with rolling out big programs to groups that desperately need help. And so, you know, I think you're right. A lot of what they say they're going to do looks very good on paper, and it will be important to follow up in the months and years ahead as the project actually unrolls to see, you know, how they are doing in serving veterans.
And why wouldn't he work with organizations that already work with veterans, established organizations, rather than starting everything from whole cloth?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I wondered about that, too, because there is so much duplication of efforts in the nonprofit sector. Frequently, you see similar nonprofits competing for the very same donor dollars. And so we contacted the Cohen Network to ask them about their plans. And it sounds like, in fact, they are going to partner. They've already found a few universities that they're working with. They say that in San Antonio, they'll partner with an organization that's working with vets on things like unemployment and housing. And in Dallas, they're teaming up with a mental health clinic that now serves the general public. And with the Cohen resources, that organization will now be able to serve veterans too. So all of that does actually sound quite promising.
Well, there has been much talk, as we all know, about the VA, the United States government, failing to provide these types of services to veterans. I think people could ask the question, doesn't it feel like we're somehow letting the government off the hook here? The Pentagon sent these men and women to war, and perhaps the government should be the one solving this problem, not necessarily private enterprise or even philanthropists.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't that be great? and wouldn't it be great if the government was able to address all of the myriad needs in this country among all the populations who need assistance? Unfortunately, that's just not happening. And so with budgetary cutbacks in the government, in the military and elsewhere, the nonprofit and philanthropic sectors are increasingly having to step into the fray and provide services directly to those who need it. The military is no exception, as Cohen's gift illustrates. But, you know, the VA is putting tremendous amount of resources toward caring for its vets, you know, some $164 billion last year. But, you know, the problems with the VA have been well documented. We don't need to go into them here again necessarily. But, you know, I think that Cohen's initiative shows some promise. It's unfortunate that it has to happen, but it's good that it is. And hopefully his initiative will be able to steer clear of some of the problems that have plagued the VA in recent years.
Well, it's a worthy project. We'll keep track of this as the clinics open. Amy Costello is the founder and managing editor of Tiny Spark. It's an independent podcast that focuses on philanthropy and nonprofits. Amy, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Peter.